Welcome back to another episode of A Mental Health Break. I'm your host and author of the book, Mr. Lancy Talks Mental Health, Vincent A. Lancy.
And I'm Claire Lescott.
Thank you for joining us today, Claire. Today we have another bonus episode of How Writing Helps with a British guest streaming in from the UK. So, why did I create this platform? When I was 21 years old, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while on foot. After coming out of a coma and suffering from a traumatic brain injury, or you may know of as a TBI, I soon realized it was time to put my mental health on a very high pedestal. This transformative experience has led me to create this podcast that is all things mental health. Each week, I interview different mental health professionals and advocates from around the world to share their stories relating to mental health. For this week's episode, we are launching another bonus episode of How Writing Helps. Writing is one of my favorite ways to manage my stress and take care of my mental health. There are many forms of writing we can engage in, and I will bring on writers of all forms to discuss how their writing has improved their mental health journey. This week's guest is a woman in late middle age and a graduate of Warwick University, United Kingdom. She was treated for PTSD with OCD about 4 years ago, and before that, the people she consulted didn't recognize her symptoms, and ordinary counseling had a limited effect. She has had this condition since she was a preschool child, and she has now decided to write a novel called Sensibility and PTSD, which describes as updated Austen and the Silver Linings Playbook. This book is in the final stages and is editing with the help from a member of the Indie Book Club. So allow me to now introduce Claire Lescott. Claire, thank you so much for joining the show.
Inviting me.
Absolutely. Would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners and previewing your story just a bit before we dive in and get going? And also, please do share your role relating to mental health.
Thank you. Well, I'm married and I've got two grown-up children. And originally I trained as a teacher, but mainly I've taken jobs in offices. I've had quite a simple life, and I think that's been my way of coping with the situation.
Simplicity can certainly do that. We have more time to focus on ourselves. But Claire, I'm excited to hear how your writing journey's affected your mental health, so let's dive into the main event. On each episode, my guest and I go over a series of questions to help others improve their mental health. For each bonus series, we will have a series of questions of its own. So you ready to go, Claire?
Yes, thank you.
Many would agree that the more common or talked about types of mental health disparities are mood disorders, anxiety disorders, or schizophrenia disorders. Which areas did or do you experience the most?
Well, it might be worth telling people about a symptom that was unusual and was difficult for people to diagnose. And if you don't mind, I'd talk about that.
Please,
because
yes.
It's an unusual symptom. It's thought to be a kind of mixture of something called an intrusive thought, which is like a thought that sort of grips your mind and takes over. And you can get that with PTSD and OCD. And it's a mixture of that and a flashback, which people know about, which is where you go back to a real event that is very traumatic. But as a little child, it's very difficult for them to process that sort of trauma. Yeah. And so they can have a strange combination of symptoms.
Yes.
And I'll put this briefly. Have I got a little... go to a character in my book, Marianne, because it's easy for me to talk about a fictionalized version rather than the exact things that happened to me. And Marianne, when she was 3 and a half, her mother left her with a friend. Her mother had to go into hospital for several weeks, left her with a friend. But the friend, unfortunately, had a very nasty boyfriend. And when Mum came to pick up Marianne. Marianne was different. She was very withdrawn. Mm-hmm. And she was blank-faced and she started having some strange behavioural problems. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Marianne lost her mum. Her mum died a year later. Marianne couldn't remember anything about the time she spent with that couple that traumatised her. But when she was 19 and a student, there was a traumatic event and she had a big relapse and these strange symptoms, which are that when she was awake, she had nightmares, but when she was awake, she was overcome with terror as if she was a three-year-old. And she was terrified of envisaging large serpents because the man who was unpleasant, I'm very well aware there are plenty of good people who keep snakes as pets, but that particular guy was not good. And he used snakes, perhaps to frighten her, because she knew from what her grandma told her that man kept snakes.
Was her character based on your experience?
She was frightened of hallucinating giant serpents and feeling them attack her. And that would come over her when she was awake. And there seemed no way to control her mind. So that's the kind of thing that a child, when grown up, this can be a sort of reversal back to a state of being 3 years old.
And this is what you experienced?
Very similar. I've not used the exact thing because that's traumatic to talk about. Snakes, I'm okay with.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having the courage to share that. But writing is a great way to certainly express ourselves, and it is amazing for our mental health. What is your favorite form of writing?
Well, I do like writing fiction, and I've tried to put my experiences in a fictionalized form. And also in my book, I'm exploring a relationship between two people with PTSD. So that's a difficult relationship, but it also can be very supportive.
Fiction. I have very big aspirations for my overall writing career, but right now I've really just been working on books to supplement my brand, share my message and my ideas on all of the topics I'm working on. Right now I'm really focused and narrowed in onto mental health and entrepreneurship as I have the podcast to supplement it. But other than writing here, Claire, what are two things you do for your mental health on a daily or short-term basis that makes you feel mentally healthy?
Well, I must admit, the support and encouragement I get from my husband mm-hmm. is a great help.
Yes.
And we've been in lockdown a lot together. And we've been fortunate that we've been okay. And it's been a good experience for us. It's also been good to go into social media. Mm-hmm. And to go on gradually, so I'm not over-faced with it.
Yes.
And join the Indie Book Club. And I'd like to say thank you to the leader of the book club, Jodi Renee, for helping me edit my book. But
When did you join the Indie Club?
Well, it was just a few months ago. I went onto Twitter, and I saw me in my recovery. To go on social media and, you know, and recover from when I'd had therapy and to move forward from it.
Absolutely. Well, Claire, what are your mental health goals for the new year, for 2021? Please share that with us.
Well, my mental health goals are to maintain stability and calm and to broaden my horizons. Publish this one, either by myself or to seek an agent.
Yes. Did you think you're going to, which way are you leaning towards? Are you leaning towards self-publishing or are you leaning towards going with an agent?
I'm not too sure at the moment. I'll see how agents react, but I'm all for self-publishing. I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
I agree. I've done self-publishing and I'd like to now go back to your current project, what you're working on now. Let's talk more about some of your writing endeavors and let's finish up with what you're working on right now.
Right. Well, thank you. As I was saying, I'm writing about this couple with PTSD and Marianne has OCD as well. So they have a complicated relationship but they support each other. And also, I'm concerned about people with undiagnosed PTSD, as I had for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I think I shall continue to write about this subject.
What's next for you after the PTSD topic?
Maybe I look at the interaction of imagination with writing and with mental health issues, because these things I've been describing, they're works of imagination. The flashbacks can be, and
I'm certainly looking forward to your next book and your future book. And Claire, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on to the show today. I love how you spoke from the heart, shared your journey, and through the character in your book. I think that's a very unique way to portray the experiences you had. And I think you'll have a lot of success with that, as because it can relate to so many others. So please keep me updated with its release. I loved your mental health goals for the new year as well. Very inspirational. It is time for the last word. And I also do this in my other podcast series because I want the listeners to really get to know all the guests I bring on. Is there someone that you would like to share that we did not touch on yet today?
Well, I am concerned about people who are struggling along, who are undiagnosed, because I went onto Google and I searched for people with undiagnosed PTSD long term. And the prognosis was not good. Yeah. They often struggle. They may turn to drink and that sort of thing. So, you know, if you have friends or family or someone you know who looks as if they're struggling, you can find help on the website. For instance, there's a charity website called MIND, M-I-N-D. And there's also a website called PTSD UK. So, you go onto these websites, you can get information and you can contact people and discuss the situation if you think somebody's struggling. And it's always good to encourage people to get help.
I love the final message, Claire. Thank you for sharing that. Would you now mind please taking the time to let the listeners know how they can follow your endeavors, look out for your book?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me on. I've had a lovely time. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And,
well, I'm on Twitter and on Goodreads, and I'm there as Claire Liscott, CLARELISCOTT, or at Liscott C on Twitter, capital LLISCOTT, capital C, that's CEE. So thank you, Vincent.
You're very welcome. Be sure to check out her social media content and all of that great information, because she is here to help. And it is also social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. We're at A Mental Health Break on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And on Twitter, we're at Podcasts by Lancey. So you have updates from this show and That Entrepreneur Show. Of course, my handles on all social media and YouTube are at Vincent A. Lancey, and my website is vincentalancey.com. If you check out any of my books, DM me. I would love to hear from you. We have Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm Is Changed. All are on my website now. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. That's all for this week, and I'll see you all on the next episode of A Mental Health Break.